Hello.
Oh, hi, Frankly. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Yeah, forget that. The problem is I spent a lot of money today. But I think I have like $100 in my car.
So
I think from Friday or Saturday, I have checked, but I have to wait a couple of days for that, and
so
they give me.
We can give you a little bit more time. That's not a problem. But I want to let you know that the card that we have on file is saying that there's a problem with it. It's the Visa that ends in 9228, and it's saying that it's a CVV fail, which means it's either a different expiration month, year, or code on the back.
Yeah, it is, because I did change my card, so that's why.
Oh, okay. So if you want, I can put the new card on file and just process it on Wednesday or Thursday, whenever you think the payment would be good.
Yeah.
You want to do that? Okay. So for that new card, it's still the same billing address on 72 Abbott Avenue, or did that change also?
Yeah, it is.
It's the same. Okay. Perfect. And then your new card, if it still ends in 9228, I don't need the number. We already have it stored. We could just put in the new expiration. But if it's a different number, I'll update the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does it show 9228, or is it showing something else at the end?
Yeah. Hold on. And if I cancel the app, how I can do, or
if you
something like that,
the Facebook ads, or if you cancel
yeah.
the whole program, you mean
the whole program?
Oh, okay. So you're on a month-to-month subscription, Frankly. So you can cancel at any time. Just in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days before your billing. So your billing is on the 12th. So any month before the 12th, you can cancel and you wouldn't have any further charges. However, you have an option where your program right now for $249 includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So if you
okay.
wanted to, we could cancel the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And a lot
right.
of people will do that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put the ads on later if you wanted to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I have you spend a lot of money every week, so and I have a lot of jobs too, and I think I need, I have to cancel the program for a couple months. So
we can't cancel the program with a past due balance, but the good news is you're only past due for $249, because come December 12th, that will reoccur to $498. And that will continue to do so until this settles. So like I said, if you want me to update the card and process it on, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, we can do that. And then I can put a note to myself that once the payment processes that you want to cancel, or you could even do a seasonal hold, which means, you know, let's say that you just needed a couple months. They could stop the billing for 2 or 3 months, and then when you're ready to reinstate it, you would go right back to your monthly payment, and that way you wouldn't ever have to worry about paying it for it during months that you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you could do that too if you like.
Yeah. it's possible to cancel now and then I can pay later.
Not with a past due balance. In order to have prevented this charge, you would have had to call us 3 business days before November 12th. So that would have been, what, by November 9th? And today is the 20th, so it's past due.
Okay. So I can pay for PayPal, right? Or something, any card?
We only do all major credit cards and debit. We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. So we don't do the PayPal or the Venmo or anything like that.
Okay. Right. The problem is if I give my card, because I did some experience with that one too. I canceled, but they say like, okay, we canceled, and then they charge me like the same price.
Oh.
With that.
I don't know what company did that or, you know, how that happened, but I can't wear a black eye for something that someone else did to you. You know what I mean? If you want to cancel, as soon as we process it, you get an email with a confirmation number showing that it's canceled. And if you want to go on a seasonal hold, the same thing happens. You get an email stating that your account is on hold for a certain number of months, so that way you're not billed in the meantime. So everything would come to you in writing. You wouldn't have charges on a card during a cancellation or during a seasonal hold.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you connect me with somebody to speak Spanish? With I talk to somebody like.
Sure, sure.
Little clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. So if
please
let me ask you real quick before I send that request over, because that usually takes one business day. Because I'll send it now, but they say, you know, they'll have a Spanish speaker call back in one business day. So how come you're wanting to cancel or go on a seasonal hold? Is it because you have too much business right now?
Yeah. And then I have to spend a lot of money for this, well, next month and this month too. So
the
crisis.
You don't have to pay for next month. You only are past due for November 12th.
Right.
Yeah, once we get the payment up to speed, we would put it on a hold for you, or we would do the cancellation. But have you seen your website, RomeroTileMaster.com?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so there also is an option, frankly, where you can cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's $49 a month for the hosting of the site. And I would absolutely recommend that you do that at least, because it is 2023 and chances are you need a site anyway. So that's something that you may want to consider too, because if the account cancels completely, it will dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done on Google would unravel, the website would come down, and all of the directories and the Facebook ads, all of that would also deactivate. So, you know, that's why I think that, you know, if you can at least do the website, that might be a good thing for you to do for a couple months, because you could always call back and reinstate the rest of the program later if you wanted to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like the website? Have you seen it? You said you had, right?
Yeah, because when I talk with some guys,
mm-hmm.
when I first month she told me to you can take it, but you have to pay like $90 something for
that's only if you wanted to purchase the domain, so you don't have to pay that extra $99 if you do hosting. But let's say that you wanted to purchase RomeroTileMaster.com and then go to a different company and hire a web developer and build a brand new site, you could do that and purchase the web address with no content, and that's just a one-time buyout of $99. But if you do the $49 monthly hosting fee, the domain is already included in that, so you don't have to pay extra for the domain.
Okay, but I have to pay $40 a month, every month.
$49 monthly, yes, for the hosting of the site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And but it would benefit you to do that right away, because right now there's a big orange banner on the top of the site saying, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. So if a potential client goes to your site today, they might think that you're out of business or something. You know, they might not call you because that orange banner is up. So once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within one business day.
Right. Okay. So I want to cancel too.
Okay.
I have to pay so just this month, right? And then.
Yes. So if you want to cancel, frankly, you don't need the extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So I can reduce your past due balance from the $249 to the $149. So I'll at least do that for you to help you out. And then which credit card did you want to use to do that final payment?
Hold on. I have over here. Yeah, I have the new one.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
41 1 7 7 4 4 0 7 9 9 6 1 6 5 7.
Okay, expiration?
12 20 26.
1226, and the code?
219.
Okay, so I will get your authorization, and then I'll process the cancellation, so you'll be good to go. Let me just make sure that I get the green light. This one's saying that there's suspected fraud on it. Do you think that you have to notify your bank that Local Splash is going to process $149, or do you think that maybe we should try a different card?
What do you mean?
This card, when I tried to process it, it said suspected fraud, so it's not allowing it to go through. So did
mm-hmm.
you have any trouble with this card before, or is this the first time?
No, that's the first time.
This is the first time? Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe if you look at your phone, maybe you're going to get a text or a phone call from the bank with them just asking, you know, hey, is it okay to process $149 for Local Splash? Or it could be that the bank maybe stopped this card and sent you another one. Maybe there was another issue that you're just finding out about now. But it's
right.
The other one that we had, the card that ended in 9228, that just said that the expiration or the CVV was wrong, but the card was good. But now this one's saying that the card's no good.
Okay. So I fix it tomorrow and then.
Okay. You want to fix
yeah.
it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me put a note on here that you'll fix. Do you think it's just a matter of contacting the bank, or do you think you have to get a new card?
I don't know. I have to ask them.
Yeah, that
right.
happened at an ATM I used recently. I took money out, and then it said my transaction was complete, but the money never came out, and I was really scared. I thought, I think that the ATM thinks it gave me the money, and it didn't. So when I checked my bank, it said that it processed. It was $200 I took out, but then it said it refunded it. And then there was a little note, a notification that said, hey, this is a fraud alert. Was this you trying to take it out? And I hit yes. And then it said, okay, now you can go use your card again. So for some reason, they were just making sure that it was me, you know. So that's why I think that could be an issue with this card. But if not, you know, you and I can fix it tomorrow, no problem.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So I'll follow up with you tomorrow. And in the meantime, have a good evening, okay, Frankly?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.